Good morning, afternoon, and evening, everyone. Welcome back to a fresh new episode of Knock Off the Perch, a Manchester United podcast. We come ahead with a draw against City, a very drab match. All the players played well, in my opinion, but still we couldn't get the result that we wanted, and it was there for the taking, and you know, and yet we couldn't just cross the finishing line. What did you make of the match, Avich?
Overall, it didn't feel like a derby, especially a Manchester derby. We have seen some of these get fiery. Obviously, Gary Neville, Roy Keane were quick to react to that, talking about, you know, how some of the players have become mechanical, robotic, etc. And I thought Gary Neville took a little bit of a dig at Amorim, saying, you know, players are trying to play like Guardiola, but they're not equipped to play like that or something like that. Which I think Amorim, as always, English media will take, not leave any chance to question a United manager. And they asked him right away. And I think he took a dig back at Neville, saying that, you know, I think Neville is critical of everything these days. So, yeah, I mean, while it was a little bit of a drab affair, I thought most of the reducing the pace of the game came from City. And not United. And United, I think whenever they had a chance, they were playing forward. They were getting into some good positions. I think it was the play in the final third that leaves a lot to be desired for this Manchester United team. And that was the play yesterday as well. So, all in all, personally, I'm happy with the overall performance of the team, except for the final third. I will keep that away. But I think we had complained a while back about not seeing that idea, not seeing what exactly is Amorim trying to do. I think over the last few games, we are starting to see that idea at the least. What do you say?
Yeah, I think we have started to dominate games. Last night's game was a very much comeback to the Ole's time, I feel. We were a very much of a counter-attacking team. And I think we created most of the big chances in the game. I feel City had a couple of chances, and defensively we were quite resolute. And I think we have to give credit where it's due. All the players in the defensive half, and especially Casemiro as well, they very well recovered the ball whenever City had it. Like, it was obviously going to be City dominating the position, but I think the fact that it was a drab game also came from the fact that both the teams had nothing to play for. United, at best, are going to finish at 10th, 11th, and City are, although they're battling for Champions League places, but yeah, they don't seem like a consistent force anymore.
Yeah, I think with regard to, I somewhat concur that even City don't have anything to play for. This is my hot take, this is my theory, that the squad and the City staff know about the verdict of the 115 or whatever, 130 charges that is going to come soon. And I think there is a little bit of a realization that something's going to go down, something's going to go south, which is where I think there's probably a point deduction coming in. Even if they were to qualify for the Champions League, they may not play the Champions League and stuff like that, which is perhaps why Kevin De Bruyne is deciding to go now. Is like, I can't deal with another season and I can't not play in the Champions League. Maybe, I don't know. These are just theories in my head. But seeing a City squad that less motivated, because they didn't seem attacking at all. They didn't seem threatening at all. I think barring one ball which fell onto Foden's feet, and one Marmoush shot which Onana saved against the Sun, I think they didn't offer anything much. So I think overall,
I think in the second half when they came in, the 10-15 minutes, they dominated the ball quite well.
A lot of sideways passing even then.
Yeah, but it still felt like they came with a plan, because Kevin De Bruyne was trying to be a bit more direct when they came in the second half, and it did feel like, you know, they might create something at that point. But other than that, I agree with you. I don't think there was any chance. And this was also reflective in our average positions, when we played. But this is where the substitutions made by Amorim came into play. I believe with Højlund was dropping back again and again. We can see when Højlund was in play, Garnacho was our most forward player. Of course, we have to give it up for Bruno, who was very consistent throughout the game. He was the man of the match for everyone yesterday. He had the most chances created. He had the most recoveries. He was making the most runs. In fact, I read a very nice tweet which said, I really hope that Bruno was at the end of the chances he was creating. And then maybe we could have up some goals.
Yeah, Bruno needs to be everywhere. He needs to create those chances. He needs to be at the end of and to finish some of this. No, but he did control the pace of the game. And which is where playing him in that freer role, because he technically didn't play as that number 10 inside forward, which the Amorim system is known for, right? So I think he still is playing in that free role. But we had earlier spoken about the fact that Amorim will need to be pragmatic a little bit. I think Amorim has found a hybrid system to, you know, continue with his 3-4-2-1 formation, but be solid in these times of almost a crisis that we are in, to say that, okay, first things first, let's not concede too many chances. I think against Arsenal, we didn't concede too many chances. Against Forest, we had that one goal where Ilanga ran through the field and scored against us. Apart from that, they didn't have many chances. Now against City, again, they didn't create many chances, and which is where I think the defensive solidity that Amorim is trying to create in the squad, I think that is something that Casemiro is liking that system. I think he is able to do well. He has protection of Ugarte yesterday. Ugarte was slightly behind Casemiro. So, which is why he is being able to do all those tackles, be a little more free with that CDM role. So, and you were right, I think when it came to substitutions, Amorim probably 60 minutes in, realized that the game is there for the taking. He got Ugarte off and brought Mount in, who was a little further forward. And Xerxes was again not tucking back as Højlund did. So that gave United a little bit an impetus, and which is where the attacking momentum, what we had, I think 75th to 90th minute, we should have got one goal. And I think that it's a missed opportunity.
I feel I mistrophized Xerxes a lot initially, because, you know, I took him for a player who's like Berbatov, a bit laid back, who doesn't make the runs. But I think in the last few games, I've seen him press very well, because his pressing has led to opening like and more than 2-3 times, which I've seen in the previous games. Of course, there's some.
Yeah, in my opinion, he's always been good with pressing. Remember the first few games when Højlund was injured? Xerxes was, I think, starting. He was getting some starts, and it was Mount, Xerxes, and Bruno. At that point in time, we talked about, you know, coordinated pressing for the first 4-5 games under Erik ten Hag at that point in time, right? So Xerxes, I think, is always good. I think where he falls short is, especially when you're playing a game like this in transition, is his speed. Yesterday, I clearly remember an instance where Xerxes had the ball. There was, you know, a lot of ground, empty ground to be covered, and you could feel that, you know, he doesn't have the legs to, you know, take advantage of the space that he had.
There were like 2-3 players he had to cut and then go poke.
He didn't even take them on. He just held back his run, and he almost sort of did a 360 around to see who I can pass to. Eventually played Yaruno. But yeah,
that's the like, smart for others to join the attack rather than...
Yeah, when you don't have speed yourself, I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, like, you know, I misprofiled him a bit, but now I'm seeing him perform to his more than, you know, more than what we paid for. Of course, we are not seeing the goals and assists like we'd like to see. But other than that, I think the flair that I see in Xerxes, I don't see in many of the players that we have. Garnacho has been out of sorts recently. Dalot also tries a lot, but...
Yesterday, I thought Dalot was decent. I think yesterday, I felt he was decent.
One of Dalot or Dogu, every time, you know, they mess up. If Dalot is playing well, Dogu isn't up to the mark. Dogu...
To be very honest, I don't rate Dogu very high at this point in time. He gets into great positions. which I think may be a factor of him listening to Amorim as to where he needs to run and all. But once he gets into those positions, especially shooting, I don't think he's, you know, up there. Plus,
that's okay. It's his like 7th, 8th game for it. It was his second home game for United. I think we have to give him a bit of leeway. I don't think we can expect him to come and do wonders with this.
Which is exactly what I'm saying.
Which
is exactly what I'm saying. Don't expect him to be that player who will give you assists and goals right now. He's getting into right positions. He's probably taking players away from Garnacho, which itself is a good thing because we didn't have a left-footed player for the longest to do that. But overall,
I think if we had better finishers, Dorgu's output, we might see Dorgu's output a bit because he gave him the opportunity to connect more. And of course, if we have better finishers, his assist potential would significantly increase.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. But overall, what did you think going into the Lyon game? Does this game give United the confidence or it probably depletes that a little? What do you think?
No, I think the fact that we dominated a City team bodes well for us. Lyon should be a different challenge altogether. Of course, had we gotten nicked a win yesterday, which it would have been a fair result and it would have given the confidence boost quite well. But I still feel we have a lot of players incoming and the performance was in itself good enough for the players to feel a bit more trusting in the system, Amorim system. So that is there. So expecting big things away. In Lyon, we have been performing well in Europe this year.
Yeah.
Has been few draws and mostly wins we haven't lost till now. I hope that continues.
Yeah. Talking about the Lyon game, possibly our biggest game of the season at this point in time. Hopefully, we have bigger games than that with the semi-final and the final coming in. We don't have to look forward towards anything in the Premier League. It's all Europa League for us. I think these 5 games will be the biggest. Hopefully, we play all 5 and go on to win the 5th one as well. But what do you make of Lyon? We know they're in decent form. They've won 7 out of their last 9 against FCSB over 2 legs. They won 7-1 on aggregate. So, they're a team in good form.
Well, yeah, I mean, all the 8 teams which are, for that matter, who are left in the Europa League, they have been there on merit. I don't think there are any passengers in these last 8. And similarly for Lyon as well, Lyon have shown great form in both Europa League and in their league as well. Of course, in the last round, they won 7-1 against FCSB. We saw some of their goals and they are a force. They are a good midfield force and they tend to play with a pack of inside forwards. Their best player, who is Ryan Cherki, who has got some 9 goals and 18 assists in 36 games. That's quite a good return, in my opinion. And he's in their go-to player whenever it comes to making something out of nothing. And to trouble United, I think they are also a very defensively solid unit. Even though they concede quite a few goals, but their inherent characteristics is they first depend on defensive solidity and then they go and attack with a lot of midfield numbers. So,
yeah,
I feel the game would be won or lost in our, center midfield area wherein we have our 6 and 8. So, Ugarte and Casemiro, who I expect to start, will play a very good.
Yeah. No, I agree. And what we have seen over some of the games, of how Lyon have scored, how they have conceded some of these goals. I think they also try to remain compact, which is where their center backs will also support the midfielders in trying to create that overload in the midfield. But that can sometimes lead to the center backs pressing forward, which can leave room for a pacey attacker to get behind them with a Casemiro, a Bruno, creating those long balls in for them. So I see probably towards the later half of the games, both the games, some of these long balls in and Garnacho making those runs to be able to latch onto them and hopefully he takes better decisions in the final third. So I think that will be critical for us. But yeah, I think it will come down to how well we can play as a midfield unit. We have seen a little bit of a resurgence with United remaining compact in the midfield with Casemiro, Ugarte, Bruno almost tucking into that center of the park and then ensuring we are not giving away too many chances. So I feel optimistically, I feel optimistic about this one. I feel if we can come with a positive result, even a draw would do against Lyon away. And then I think taking the game to them when they come at Old Trafford, I think that could be the way to go for it.
I think with the incomings, especially Mount and Luke Shaw and everyone, I think we should win this game away and bring an easy game back to Old Trafford. That is my hope. And like I mentioned, an overload of fullbacks is something that we saw in the City game as well. We saw a lot of long balls from Casemiro and Bruno towards Dorgu. And, Matheus Nunes was, shown as much as he kept shining in the midfield, the more balls went through Dorgu and Garnacho on the other side. I believe the same similar theme I see in this game as well. And hoping the starting 11 of United in this game has enough to take on the Lyon teams. That note, let's build that starting 11. I believe the keeper and the fullbacks pick themselves. Onana.
Any chance their plays, he got injured when he was getting few cup games, etc. And now, I think it's the first cup game since Binder is back. Do you see a remote possibility of Binder starting?
Unlikely. Unlikely. It's a very important game. I believe Onana will be starting. I don't think we can take any chances with the communication with a bad performance either. I believe Onana is the best player for this game right now. So, Onana, Dorgu and Dalo. Who do you think? I believe Maguire will play. He was brought in at 60 minutes.
Yeah, I think, and Amorim spoke about this after the game, that it was not any injury. The medics had only cleared him for 60 minutes for this game. I think with the lookout for the game on Thursday. So I think Maguire should start. The other two?
I believe Delict might also start. Delict is also available now.
Is he?
Or do you think it'll be Euro?
I'm not sure if he's fit. He wasn't in the squad, no, yesterday.
Yep. After the post-match conference, he did mention four players who are coming back and he was one of them.
I think Joro did really well yesterday. If Delict is not, up to speed to get a start, maybe Joro starts this one and then we see, because right centre-back, I think Mazraoui plays. Can't keep Mazraoui out of this squad. He has been brilliant whichever position he plays. And I think he does that role of a ball-playing centre-back who bombards forward, which Joro was also doing yesterday, by the way, with his pace. So, I think this team works better with Delict or Maguire playing as that central centre-back. And on the left and right of them, a little more pacier centre-back. So, I most likely see Joro playing this one.
No, I think this is a good enough defensive unit. Good job on getting the spelling of Mazraoui right.
Well, it's right only. No?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
All right. Coming to the midfield, I believe Ugarte starts.
So, actually, I've been reading a little bit of fan forums, etc., talking about it. There is some discussion whether it should be a Casemiro Bruno or a Ugarte Bruno or a Casemiro Ugarte pivot. But my personal sense is that given this game, and this is an away game, you would want to ensure that defensive solidity. I think it should be a Casemiro Ugarte combination that plays this one. What do you think?
Yeah, I believe Unless we see a Ugarte and a Bruno and a Mount starting, Mount okay. has been...
Yeah, I wanted to discuss that. So let's talk about the fact that whether it is Casemiro Ugarte is very clear, if that is the midfield, it will be. If Bruno has to play, whether it will be Ugarte or Casemiro, let's talk about that. who do you think, if Bruno is to play in the center of the park, is he paired better with Ugarte or Casemiro?
That's a quite a tough question because Casemiro has the big game experience, while Ugarte has the legs. I believe he'd go for legs rather than big game experience in this one.
Yeah, so I think it could be Casemiro Ugarte as the first combination that I see playing out. But if Bruno has to play, it can be Ugarte Bruno, which will mean that in one of the inside forward roles, it's either Bruno or Mount. Right?
Great.
However, I have a little bit of a different approach to this one. What if we play Casemiro Ugarte as the two central midfielders and Bruno and Mount as the two tens because their pressing is really good, and let Garnacho come in the around the 60th minute mark because Mount will not play more than that, even if he was a card.
See, as much as Garnacho has been missing chances, I still believe he's the most volatile outlet of chances that we have. Like he could give you a 9, he could give you a 6, but I think he has the highest ceiling of chance creation in that number 10 role for us. So
yeah, my thought process is just, since it is an away game, you are not necessarily winning the game, but you might concede a lead and then have it difficult. So why not go for more solidity, have good pressers, and maybe bring in Garnacho at the 60th minute mark when the opposition is tiring. He can really take advantage of that and probably nick in a late goal or something. So that was my thought process, but I agree with you as well. I think Garnacho provides that outlet.
Sounds like a solid point. It could be Bruno and Mount both are tireless pressers.
Yeah.
I just don't see that kind of chance creation once we get, Bruno, Mount and say Højlund ahead. It will be Højlund ahead, right?
I am actually not sure. Because we were talking about average position of Højlund. And he was pretty much tucking in with Casemiro and Bruno in the center of the park, because either that's a tactical play that has been told to him by Amorim, that drop deep, provide that, solidity to the midfield, or he just feels that he doesn't receive enough balls, so he has to drop in to get those balls.
I think it was a Manchester City thing. Manchester City tend to have a lot of players in the midfield, and you need everyone to get out of that black hole that they create with their numbers there.
Yeah, but if you were to personally ask me, I think I would prefer Højlund to start. I think he has got that one goal against Leicester now. Hopefully, he can go on to build from there, because it will be critical. And purely on paper, I think he's a better finisher than Zirkzee. So I would give him that, but I wouldn't be surprised if Zirkzee starts. There is not much between them.
Brilliant. And what, if I'm not wrong, you'd be going for a 1-1 score or a 2-2 score for this one?
Yeah, I think it will be a 1-1 is what I have a feeling. It's an away game. Lyon will try to bring their best. They will, Cherki before, I think, the last week's game, he said we are ready to go to war with United. So I'm just being a little cautious there, not expecting a lot of big results from this team at this stage, at least in this away game. Hopefully, we can come at par. We are not behind after this game and then take it at Old Trafford.
I think it'll be a 1-1 or a 2-2. I believe we are as bad offensively as we are defensively. But that being said, I feel we will get chances in this game like we got in City's game, and the players would be up for it for a, European adventure, for going as ahead in this competition, because just for the fact that this is our last resort of getting some trophy out of the season.
And qualifying for Champions League, I mean, that will be a huge impetus to our financial troubles. So hopefully we can do that.
Yeah, I mean, 8 teams to go. If we get through this round somehow, it might be Athletic Bilbao in the next round as semi-finals, but that is for another day. Let's skip past the Lyon challenge, and then we can talk about the semis.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, I think this has been a good one. We are hopeful United can get through against Lyon, and we will see you in the next episode. Thanks for joining in. If you have any suggestions, please reach out to us and tell us how is it that we can improve this further. And as always, this is our perch. Let's knock him off. Until next time, stay United.